The LifeSpring Media family of programs are made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. Thank you.
Hello and welcome back to the LifeSpring Family Bible. Today we have a guest reader, as I told you on the last episode. Yes, Russ Blanchett, who started the idea of having guest readers, has sent me chapters 27 and 28 of the book of Genesis, and we're about to hear it now. Enjoy.
Genesis, chapter 27. It happened that when Isaac was old, and his eyes were dim so that he could not see, he called Esau, his elder son, and said to him, "My son." He said to him, "Here I am." He said, "See now, I am old. I don't know the day of my death. Now, therefore, please take your weapons, your quiver, and your bow, and go out to the field and take me some venison. Make me savory food such as I love, and bring it to me that I may eat, and that my soul may bless you before I die." Rebekah heard when Isaac spoke to Esau, his son. Esau went to the field to hunt for venison and to bring it. Rebekah spoke to Jacob, her son, saying, "Behold, I heard your father speak to Esau, your brother, saying, 'Bring me venison and make me savory food that I may eat and bless you before the Lord, before my death.' Now therefore, my son, obey my voice according to that which I command you. Go now to the flock and get me from there two good young goats. I will make them savory food for your father, such as he loves. You shall bring it to your father, that he may eat, so that he may bless you before his death." Jacob said to Rebekah his mother, "Behold, Esau my brother is a hairy man, and I am a smooth man. What if my father touches me? I will seem to him as a deceiver, and I would bring a curse on myself, and not a blessing." His mother said to him, "Let your curse be on me, my son, only obey my voice, and go get them for me." He went and got them and brought them to his mother. His mother made savory food such as his father loved. Rebekah took the good clothes of Esau, her elder son, which were with her in the house, and put them on Jacob, her younger son. She put the skins of young goats on his hands and on the smooth of his neck. She gave the savory food and the bread which she had prepared into the hands of her son Jacob. He came to his father and said, "My father." He said, "Here I am. Who are you, my son?" Jacob said to his father, "I am Esau, your firstborn. I have done what you asked me to do. Please arise, sit, and eat of my venison, that your soul may bless me." Isaac said to his son, "How is it that you have found it so quickly, my son?" He said, "Because the Lord your God gave me success." Isaac said to Jacob, "Please come near that I may feel you, my son, whether you really are my son Esau or not." Jacob went near to Isaac his father. He felt him and said, "The voice is Jacob's voice, but the hands are the hands of Esau." He didn't recognize him because his hands were hairy like his brother Esau's hands. So he blessed him. He said, "Are you really my son Esau?" He said, "I am." He said, "Bring it near to me, and I will eat of my son's venison, that my soul may bless you." He brought it near to him, and he ate. He brought him wine, and he drank. His father Isaac said to him, "Come near now, and kiss me, my son." He came near and kissed him. He smelled the smell of his clothing, and blessed him, and said, "Behold, the smell of my son is as the smell of a field which the Lord has blessed. God give you the dew of the sky, of the fatness of the earth, and plenty of grain and new wine. Let peoples serve you and nations bow down to you. Be lord over your brothers. Let your mother's sons bow down to you. Cursed be everyone who curses you, and blessed be everyone who blesses you." It happened as soon as Isaac had made an end of blessing Jacob, and Jacob had just gone out from the presence of Isaac his father, that Esau his brother came in from his hunting. He also made savory food and brought it to his father. He said to his father, "Let my father arise and eat of his son's venison, that your soul may bless me." Isaac his father said to him, "Who are you?" He said, "I am your son, your firstborn, Esau." Isaac trembled violently and said, "Who, then, is he who has taken venison and brought it to me, and I have eaten of it all before you came, and have blessed him. Yes, he will be blessed." When Esau heard the words of his father, he cried with an exceeding great and bitter cry, and said to his father, "Bless me, even me also, my father." He said, "Your brother came with deceit and has taken away your blessing." He said, "Isn't he rightly named Jacob? For he has supplanted me these two times. He took away my birthright. See, now he has taken away my blessing." He said, "Haven't you reserved a blessing for me?" Isaac answered Esau, "Behold, I have made him your lord, and all his brothers I have given to him for servants. With grain and new wine I have sustained him. What then will I do for you, my son?" Esau said to his father, "Have you but one blessing, my father? Bless me, even me also, my father." Esau lifted up his voice and wept. Isaac, his father, answered him, "Behold, of the fatness of the earth will be your dwelling, and of the dew of the sky from above. By your sword will you live, and you will serve your brother. It will happen, when you will break loose, that you shall shake his yoke from off your neck." Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing with which his father had blessed him. Esau said in his heart, "The days of mourning for my father are at hand. Then I will kill my brother Jacob." The words of Esau, her elder son, were told to Rebekah. She sent and called Jacob, her younger son, and said to him, "Behold, your brother Esau comforts himself about you by planning to kill you. Now, therefore, my son, obey my voice. Arise, flee to Laban, my brother, in Haran. Stay with him a few days until your brother's fury turns away, until your brother's anger turns away from you, and he forgets what you have done. Then I will send and get you from there. Why should I be bereaved of you both in one day?"
Chapter 28. Isaac called Jacob, blessed him, and commanded him, "You shall not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan. Arise, go to Padan Aram, to the house of Bethuel, your mother's father. Take a wife from there, from the daughters of Laban, your mother's brother. May God Almighty bless you, and make you fruitful, and multiply you, that you may be a company of peoples, and give you the blessing of Abraham to you and to your seed with you, that you may inherit the land where you travel, which God gave to Abraham." Isaac sent Jacob away. He went to Padan Aram, to Laban, son of Bethuel the Syrian, Rebekah's brother, Jacob and Esau's mother. Now Esau saw that Isaac had blessed Jacob, and sent him away to Padan Aram, to take a wife from there, and that, as he blessed him, he gave him a command, saying, "You shall not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan," and that Jacob obeyed his father and his mother, and was gone to Padan Aram. Esau saw that the daughters of Canaan didn't please Isaac, his father. Esau went to Ishmael, and took, besides the wives that he had, Mahalath, the daughter of Ishmael, Abraham's son, the sister of Nebaioth, to be his wife. Jacob went out from Beersheba, and went toward Haran. He came to a certain place, and stayed there all night, because the sun had set. He took one of the stones of the place, and put it under his head, and lay down in that place to sleep. He dreamed. Behold, a stairway set upon the earth, and its top reached to heaven. Behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. Behold, the Lord stood above it, and said, "I am the Lord, the God of Abraham your father, and the God of Isaac. The land whereon you lie, to you will I give it, and to your seed. Your seed will be as the dust of the earth, and you will spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. In you, and in your seed, will all the families of the earth be blessed. Behold, I am with you, and will keep you wherever you go, and will bring you again into this land. For I will not leave you until I have done that which I have spoken of to you." Jacob awakened out of his sleep, and he said, "Surely the Lord is in this place, and I didn't know it." He was afraid and said, "How dreadful is this place! This is none other than God's house, and this is the gate of heaven." Jacob rose up early in the morning, and took the stone that he had put under his head, and set it up for a pillar, and poured oil on its top. He called the name of that place Bethel, but the name of the city was Luz at the first. Jacob vowed a vow, saying, "If God will be with me, and will keep me in this way that I go, and will give me bread to eat and clothing to put on, so that I come again to my father's house in this peace, and the Lord will be my God, then this stone which I have set up for a pillar will be God's house. Of all that you will give me, I will surely give the tenth to you."
Thank you, Russ. Well done. Well done. That was a nice break from listening to old Steve, wasn't it? Well, until tomorrow, I'm Steve Webb. God bless you.
This has been an In Touch Productions podcast.